Tonight we'll be looking at the three ways of restoration. Okay. How many?
Three ways.
Now we'll be looking at the scripture. Let's see what the scripture say. In Joel 2 verse 25, and we'll read in New Living Translation. Okay, New Living Translation.
The Lord says, I will give you back what you lost to the swarming locust, the hopping locust, the stripping locust, and the cutting locust. It was I who sent this great destroying army against you.
All right.
Once again, you will have all the food you want, and you will praise the name of the Lord your God, who does these miracles for you. Never again will my people be disgraced.
Now, in verse 25, I just love this, that the Lord, he says, I'll give you back what you lost to the swarming locust, whooping locust, stripping locust, the cutting locust. There are four things here that are being mentioned. And we have to be very sensitive with the scripture. God cannot just bring up these words without a purpose. So you hear the word of the Lord saying the cutting locust. Yesterday, we were discussing about Behemoth and Leviathan. And today, we'll be discussing the entity of locust as a demonic spirit. On this scripture, God is not meaning grasshoppers. Because the word locust, if you read the word locust, a locust is a grasshopper. It's a type, in fact, it's a type of a grasshopper. But if you read what the Bible here is saying, what is God is saying? If God comes and says, I will restore what the locusts had eaten in your life. Is he saying that there were some locusts in your life eating things? No, he's not meaning a literal translation. He's not trying to say that there were some grasshoppers flying in your house and biting you a little bit. No, he's not trying to say that. He is talking about a spiritual intervention. And this is to do with the demonic attacks. If you look at flies, a good example, you dream or you see a vision of flies. For example, flies, they mean what? A demonic attack. If you dream a rat or you see a rat in the spirit, it means what? A sickness. Now imagine you wake up in the morning and say, I was attacked or I saw a rat. I was with my sister and I saw a rat. Because you don't know the meaning of it, you may even be taken by surprise with a disease in the family. But in fact, God just spoke to you that there's an attack coming. So spiritually, what you see is not what they mean. A good example, a cow. A cow in the spirit or in the prophetic, it means what? It means government. It means government. Now, if you read the Bible says, and I saw a beast. Okay? In other versions, in the book of Revelation, it says, I saw a red cow. I saw a cow. It doesn't mean that John, God is talking about a cow. What would we do with a cow? For what benefit? What are we going to do with a cow? And I saw a cow rising, and there shall be a cow. I saw a cow, a beast, rising with 10 horns. Horns in the spirit of the prophetic, they mean what? They mean strength or power. So when he says, I saw a beast with 10 horns, a cow with 10 horns, actually the Bible there was trying to say there will be a government. A beast is a government. There shall be a government. And it says, and this beast had seven horns. And what are these seven horns? These are the G7. We have all the G7, like in all the great seven. And this is America, this country, this country. Then he saw another animal with how many horns? And what's that? European Union. So he speaks of the not a personality. When we say, when we speak of certain things, we don't mean, when the Bible says, and I saw and what the locust had eaten. It's not talking about a grasshopper. God said, I will restore to you what a grasshopper had eaten. Are you okay? Are you serious? At least a lion, a grasshopper. So it doesn't mean that. So on that context, a grasshopper, grasshoppers, this is a metaphor, a prophetic metaphor that is actually explaining a spiritual ideology. So when the Bible says, I will restore what the animals have eaten, or what the grasshoppers have eaten, then God is now grouping them. The swarming locusts, these ones are demons that move in groups. Now, there are some locusts that move in a swarm. Like a lot of them. They all come at once. If you have a field, they will just come in a field. Within 10 minutes, your field is gone. Because they come as a group. So there are some spirits that operate in that nature. They are demonic entities. Once they attack you, within a short period of time, you are finished. So the first way of restoring you is to deal with the problems that came at once in your life. I hope someone is getting it. Do I have somebody here who says, Prophet, I've gone through this. Where at once, it's like I was dealing with so many things at one time. That you were dealing with this type of locus. You had just everything, boom, at once. And God looks at you and he says, I will restore. Now watch this. So when we are talking, about the Bible, when God said the swarming, they go back in the scripture, the first way that God will restore people will be dealing with the people who have been attacked at once with so many problems. That's the first way. God will deal with all those people who are dealing with the swarming locusts. You have problems at once, and they are coming in every way. It's either your children, you don't even know what to do with the fees. As you're talking about that, you are dealing with this situation, that situation, this situation at once. God says, these are the swarming locusts. I shall restore unto you. If you believe that God can restore to you, raise up a hand and say, I receive restoration.
I receive restoration.
That's the swarming locust. So when we are praying, you know, the whole Bible is so spiritual. When we are praying, don't just say, Father, Lord, I pray for restoration. No, you have to say it. Every swarming locust, every demon, or all type of demonic spirits attacking me from every direction, the swarming locust, today, in the name of Jesus, I bind you and I command you out. I receive my restoration from every swarming locust spirit. So the first way is the swarming. Now, these ones attack you at once. And number two, on the same scripture, the Bible says, I shall restore unto you one of the swarming locust, comma, the hopping locust. The word hopping means to jump. Are you getting it?
Yes.
Are you getting it? Yes. Imagine you're walking like this. You were not dead. And a frog is there. Then a frog just jumps on you. Not to stay. Just to come on your white shirt and jump back. And leaves a stain. You didn't hear me. This type of demonic spirits and entities, they are those spirits that when they attack you, when they go, they leave a bruise. And normally, it's either a heartbreak, either they leave a sickness, depression, stress, anxiety, they will attack and go. And God said, I will restore to you. If you lost your health, I will restore back your health. If you lost your peace, I will give you back your peace. Am I talking to somebody here? Am I talking to you? You must understand that there are certain entities, demonic spirits, that attack people just by stunning them. They will leave you with a mark, with a bruise. And God said, these ones also who attacked you in this way, I, God, will also restore you. Anybody under the influence of my voice, whether it's a bruise, whether it's a mark, where you sit, you're actually having a particular mark on your body or in your mind or in your health, God is restoring in the name of Jesus. Receive total restoration. In this month of restoration, receive in the name of Jesus. Say, oh God, restore me now. Let's go to number three. I want you to see something here that is very important. Then the Bible says, the stripping locusts. You know what that means, right? It means to do what? To leave a person what? Naked. These are demons that always put you to shame. These are demons that put you to shame. Imagine you can even get into a level where you have got no car. You can even get into a level where they can evict you from your house. Demons that put people into shame. God says, even these ones, even these ones, he says, I shall restore unto you. I hope you're understanding the Bible better. There are some demonic entities. Some of us who have met these things, we meet them almost every single day. The enemy trying to say, I'll put Major One to shame. I'll put him to shame. You put who to shame? We serve God of restoration. If you're watching me, I want to promise you, whatever is happening to put you to shame, this month is the end of it. I said this month is the end of it. God is restoring you. Somebody shout with joy, say, receive it.
I receive it.
They can put you to shame. This type of demonic spirits, they operate to put people to embarrass them. To embarrass you. You wake up like, sometimes you'll be like, what will people think? What will my family say? What will, when people look at me, what will they think? What will they say? These are demonic entities of embarrassment. To embarrass you, to put you to shame. And God said, I shall restore. So you can actually see how God is grouping these issues. God understands the spiritual world and he says there are demons that attack people at once, the swarming ones. Then there are those that attack people by what? Jumping on you, leaving a stain, leaving a mark, bruising you, making you look crazy. They can even paint you evil. We have people right now who people think they are bad because someone out there just destroyed their name. Yeah. Hoping. They leave things. They leave stains. Yeah. And he said, I will restore to you. Don't worry. Don't worry. I will restore to you. And then we have those that leave what? Number three. They put a person to shame. They leave you naked. You must be embarrassed. You must, who do you think you are? Like, honestly, what is this? What do I say to people? How would I explain it? And you have no money in your account. Shakaraba. To put you to shame. Yes, after speaking tongues, you must be ashamed. God said, my people, and all that scripture is not for everyone. That scripture is not supposed to be quoted by people who don't believe. If you read it, it's all about my people, my people, my people. I will restore to them, because God understands that his people have gone through these things. So God says, after you have gone through these things, I want to restore you. Those demons that have put you and have tried to put you to shame, I will restore you. Raise up your right hand. Say in the name of Jesus. I will never be put to shame. For you to know what I'm preaching, that I'm not just saying these things to tell you. Okay? We can actually go ahead the following scripture. Go the following scripture. Give me NIV. Go the following scripture, 26.
You will have plenty to eat until you are full.
Mm-hmm.
And you will praise the name of the Lord your God,
mm-hmm.
who has worked wonders for you.
Mm-hmm.
Never again
Thank
will
you.
My people Thank be you. Ashamed.
Do you understand that?
Never again.
That's the stripping demons. So God is saying, those demons who wants to put you to shame, he says, never again will my people be put to shame. Because he understands they are stripping demons. Demons that should put you naked. Demons that should put you to shame. And God says, never again. I prophesy, never again. How do you feel, you, when God says, we want to do this, and you have no money to give? Just looking at a man of God like this. Never again will my people be put to shame. Am I talking to somebody right now?
Yes.
Say never again.
Never.
Say it again. Say never again.
Never again.
So God says there are demons that attack people by making them get embarrassed. And if you see this, you see the bank is after you. The bank is after, you know, like some of you, even fees, they chased out from school. We wanna repossess your house. We want to repossess this. And before you know it, your marriage or your relationship just go crazy. The devil says, I want to embarrass you. It will not happen, no?
I
so I'll not be embarrassed.
I will not be embarrassed.
The enemy is after you. He wants you to suffer. He wants people to laugh at you. It will not happen. Number four, I want you to see this one. This one is crazy. Then there's another group of demonic spirits known as demonic locusts. These ones operate by cutting. It says, number one, the swarming locust, the hopping locust, the stripping locust, and the what?
And the cutting locust.
And the cutting locust.
Yes,
now, what are these cutting locusts? The cutting locusts are the destiny destroyers. Let me tell you how. Okay, let me tell you how. If you have a business that is growing properly, it falls. These type of locusts, when they come in a farm, they don't eat leaves. They go to the stem of the tree. They begin to cut like termites. They begin to cut the whole tree, the whole stem, and the stem falls. Am I talking to somebody here? Imagine you are thinking you're growing plants. You wake up in the morning, all plants are falling because they had eaten the stem. And how would they make it fall? They don't make it fall overnight. You may actually be passing and be proud of your farm, not knowing they are busy eating the stem slowly. As I'm talking to you now, there are people whose destinies are being eaten. They are actually seeing that, you know what? My things are not moving. Slowly. Until the day you will actually see, I think my life is finished. Right now, you're actually seeing signs that things are going bad. Things are going bad. They are dealing with a stem. And God says, I will restore to you what these things have been doing in your life. This is the Lord is saying. Okay, it's not the prophet who's saying, I prophesy. No. The Lord says, I, God, will restore. And then after saying about these locusts, what is God saying? He says, from now, you will eat plenty and you will be satisfied. Then he says, what? My people shall never again be put to shame. In verse 27, just read that. In verse 27.
Then you will know that I am in Israel, that I am the Lord your God, and that there is no other. Never again will my people be put to shame.
Now let's read again in your Living Translation, and I want you to hear something very interesting.
Then you will know that I am among my people Israel, that I am the Lord your God, and there is no other. Never again will my people be disgraced.
Are you seeing that? Now, when we'll be dealing with what restoration does, one of the things we'll be discussing is that restoration removes disgrace. Can you imagine God say, I will restore? The next statement, he says what? You will not be disgraced. So if you are restored, God removes your disgrace. When God restored Job and gave him as much as twice, the Bible says what? The Bible says when God restored him, it says even his friends and his family members who were avoiding him came to celebrate him. They came to celebrate him. That shame was taken out. Before, they didn't want to associate themselves with him. Very soon, people will want an association with you.
Amen.
I'm telling you, when they meet you, they'll be like, can I have a picture with you?
Amen.
Very soon, when they meet you, they'll be like, can I have a picture with you? Amen. Now, maybe you don't know. If they take a picture with you, they edit you out. They look for applications which can remove you. And you wonder, you were together and they've posted a picture and your face is not there. Like, maybe she took another one where I was not there. You were there, they edited you out. But very soon, I said, after June of restoration, when God has restored you, they'll be like, hey, can I have a photo with you? They'll be begging, your name will change from you to sir. From you to madam.
Amen.
They say, ma'am. Like, even you didn't take a picture with them, they will use a software to put you as if you were together. You'd be like, how? I never took a picture. I never took a picture with them. You find that, I don't know how, what type of a software is this? You were actually with them. In some poor occasion, like, how did I go this way? So God will restore the cutting locusts. What they do normally, they actually destroy from the root. You see, the source of your income, they go. These cutting locusts, they normally go to the roots. And they cut there, and the whole tree falls. And if you have capital in business, they attack the capital. If you have somebody who helps you, they go there and cut there. They fight you from the source. And before you know it, it's gone. And they don't cut it same day. It is a process where slowly they are cutting. They are cutting. Before you know it, one day you wake up in the morning, the whole destiny has fallen. The whole ministry has fallen. The whole calling has fallen. The whole business has fallen. The whole career has fallen. You must be very careful. But I'm telling you that what the Lord said. The Lord said, I will restore you. I will restore. Whether demons attacked you at once, whether they jumped on you and left a stain, whether they attacked you by means of cutting the source, I will restore unto you. I want you to raise up our two hands and say, oh Lord.
Oh Lord.
Give me restoration.
Give me restoration.
Oh Lord.
Oh Lord.
Restore my life.
Restore my life.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Now, if you look at it, as we're talking about this, I'm going to just give you a very good example, more especially spiritually. You know, if they want you to fall spiritually, these type of demons, they begin to attack you. They go to the source. What is the source of you? Then they realize that your source is prayer. So they go to the root of your source and they begin to eat it. And before you know it, you can't pray like before anymore. Before you know it, even if you want to pray now, you even stand like this and they get confused. This is the highest attack. And sometimes you begin to feel like God is not there. Imagine me, I've called you to say, come here, you've heard my voice. And you are here, and you are doubting I am there. Are you normal?
No.
Who called you to go and pray?
God.
It was the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit said, go and pray. You could not just wake up in your mind and say, let me go and pray. Now, he has told you to pray. You heard the voice, and you want to pray now. Then all of a sudden you think, I don't think God is here. The enemy is cutting the source of your strength. You must be very careful. It's not just financially. It's not just in your business. What's going on with you lately? What's happening? Are you not seeing the signs that you are under demonic attack? Because these ones, they'll cut the source of your strength. You used to wake up at night, you used to pray. This Bible, you hold it like this, you can't. You can't even read. You say, today, I just want to read, even if it's just 5 verses. You can't. The enemy has put you on the phone, and all you'll be doing is on your phone like this. They are cutting. My friend, if they are cutting spiritually, they're also cutting financially. They don't just cut one area. I know them. If they are cutting spiritual, they are cutting financially, they are cutting in your body, they are cutting somewhere, or they are staining you somewhere, they are doing this somewhere, they are doing. By the time you wake up, you are finished. So God said, I will restore. Your prayer life is coming back. Your wedding life is coming back. Your love for God is coming back. Your business is coming back. Your finances are coming back. Somebody shout, I receive it. This message is for you, not the group. You as an individual, you know how you have been attacked, because I'm not just teaching you now. You're able to see, to say, I think me, I'm being attacked by the cutting demons. Some of you know that, you know, I am stained by the whooping demons. Some of you, you know, it's a swarm. I'm attacked everywhere. And some of you, you actually know to say, nope. Me, say what? It's stripping, putting me to shame. What I'm passing through is an embarrassment. The enemy wants me to be a laughing stock. But we are saying tonight, we are believing God of restoration.
Hallelujah.
He says, never again. Never again. Every locust assigned by the enemy to finish me up, catch fire tonight. Every demonic locust,
yes,
sent to my marriage,
yes,
sent over my children, sent against my career, sent against my profession, catch the fire of the Holy Ghost. Stand up on your feet. Let's just make a prayer. Let's make a prayer.